The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Centre Parks. Spot rare wildlife, explore the forest, and have endless adventures together.
Okay, let me just say a quick hello to Niall Boland. Good morning, Niall.
Ryan, how's it going? How are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you. I was kind of putting out a plea on Instagram last night saying I'd love to get out on the water and go fishing a little bit. And thanks for getting back in touch to say, sure, look it. We'll throw you on the boat if there's room. So where are you and what's the plan?
Well, at the moment I'm at home and just looking out the window there down at Coronan Harbour. And we'll be getting ready to head to Rossville now on the way to pick you up, hopefully. Take you out, see if you can catch a fish.
This is exciting. You don't sound like somebody from the islands now. What are we dealing with here now?
No. You're talking to another dub, so yeah.
Okay. But tell me you have a connection. Yeah. I need a genetic connection to the islands.
Yeah, I'm like yourself, so my mother's from here.
That'll do.
Okay. My mother's from Inishmore, so.
Hang on, I just stamped your passport there. Yeah, done. Okay, let's go fishing. you're going to pick us up in what sort of craft?
We have a charter boat, a 38-foot charter boat, the Elisa G.
Yep.
So we're going to pick you up and her. We're going to take you out just outside Rossville there somewhere. There's a couple of marks out there. You might get a few big pollock for you, hopefully.
I was slagging the pollock actually recently because I was out fishing off a little boat near Clifton, and I always feel the pollock sort of kind of they're attracted to hooks. You know what I mean? They're not the brightest fish.
No. They'll go after anything.
That's what I'm saying. So,
if you went in,
that's what I was wondering. They nearly come up to you asking for a hug and ask you to take them home and put them in the pan.
Yeah.
They're mad fish. But the mackerel there is a different prospect altogether. You know when you hit a school of mackerel and you just the line knows all about it.
That's for sure. Yeah, no, they're good crack. They're great crack. They're good fun for a few hours fishing.
Are they out there at the moment? I didn't.
They are. Yeah. We were out the other day. Now there's plenty, and the mackerel are getting bigger. I think this year compared to other years, they seem to be getting better every year. Yeah.
Why is that? Do you know?
So, I don't know. See, well, I'm a commercial fisherman as well during the winter, and that's our job, fishing mackerel. But it's been kind of cut back so much for the last few years, and especially then with Brexit and that. So the boats aren't fishing. I mean, we fish mackerel maybe, years ago we used to fish mackerel for 4 or 5 months of the year. Now if we get maybe 3 weeks at it, we're doing well, you know. So
that's a big leap,
in that sense,
isn't it?
It is, of course, yeah. It's a huge, huge difference.
I always think because I live near the sea at home, and if I've ever made really early, it was about 6 o'clock the other morning, and the sun was coming up, and I just caught this guy going out on this boat on his own with the backboard engine. I just was filming him as the sun was hitting the water, and it was so. And I said, "Look, this looks so beautiful, actually romantic." But I said, "This is not an easy job." It was in my head. I was going,
"No, it is not." Especially
when,
you
can romanticize on a beautiful day like that, but it's probably more often a tougher gig out there.
It is, of course. You look at boats going out. I was saying, when I was a child, you see the boat going fishing. And you'd say, it just looks the best thing ever, and that's all I wanted to do. But it's different when you're out there. It's hard work, you know.
Yeah.
And it's still hard work for the men that keep doing it. But most of them don't know any different, so that's what they do. And they still love it, though, you know. They wouldn't be there if they didn't. We had a woman out with us during the week from North Carolina.
Really?
And she's been coming here for years. So we brought her out the back of the island because she walked. She'd done all the forts and all the cliffs, the whole lot, and she just wanted to see the island from a different perspective. So we brought her out, and along the way, we introduced her to all the fishermen out there. And I was saying that this is Stevie. He's 75 years old. He's still fishing lobster out here, you know.
Yeah.
And my uncle Michael and Mossy, the two of them were there as well. Michael is 73. Mossy's he's in his mid-60s or whatever, you know. So they're still out there because they love it. They're not doing it for the money anymore, you know.
Yeah, pure love. I hear it's a passion, total passion. Niall, we'll see you around lunchtime, and I look forward to seeing your craft and maybe taking in a cup of mackerel, and appreciate you getting in touch with us. And I really enjoyed your insight there. Talk to you later.
No problem. Look, we have fresh going for you as well if you catch a fish. Fresh scones.
Oh, even better. Okay, I better have to catch fish. Okay, so I'll sing for my supper. Okay, sounds good to me.
Evelyn made them fresh this morning for you, so.
Tell Evelyn I look forward to that immensely.
You're telling her yourself anyways. Look, we'll see you in 2 hours.
Good man. Okay, Niall Slán. Thanks a million. Right. That's Niall Boland, who got in touch. Great. From Aran Sea Tours and Fishing. We'll head out with him. And scones and mackerel. There's an afternoon for you. I mean, that's when East meets West. Well, listen, we'll see you out and about later on. But before we say goodbye, we'll take a last break.